Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Welcome into the GSMC Technology Podcast. I am your host, Tom Doherty. Today on a Tuesday, we'll be talking about what is going down on Capitol Hill. The Facebook CEO and President Mark Zuckerberg will be there testifying to senators on the mischievous actions that his company did running into the election of 2016. If you have not heard already, millions of personal information, millions of profiles, that is, from Facebook were sold to a company called Cambridge Analytica, and that was used to build software, and it was used to predict and track possible voters and voter tendencies. Those were all U.S. citizens that was done, and now they have come to roost when it comes to Facebook. The government has come to roost, and Mark Zuckerberg is in quite the pickle right now, as he's going to be ditching the hoodie and jeans and donning the black suit, as you saw him have to do when he was doing some litigation and arbitration when it came to his previous big law scandal, when he was dealing with Eduardo Saverin and the Winklevoss twins way back when this company first came to life. Now it's at the size where you can start asking it to sell you millions of profiles from U.S. citizens in order to predict the election or maybe coerce the election a little bit there. So Zuckerberg will be on Capitol Hill testifying to senators, and it has been said he needs to pretty much thread the needle, if you have to, if that's what you want to use, the little wording you want to use there. When it comes to security, I mean, they already have, Facebook has already announced they're going to be rolling out a specific or a security protocol where now on your Facebook dashboards, you can go into your settings and you can, it'll give you the exact different sites and little apps and quirks or whatever it is, little questionnaire things that are, if you already know which Simpsons character you are, you can go in there and tell that to stop using your personal data, your public profile. It'll give you all the different websites you have granted access to that over the years. I mean, I've had my Facebook account for, I don't know, seemingly 6-7 years now. And I couldn't tell you how many different companies I probably, or different sites I've given permissions to just to get into, like signing in with Facebook has now become a thing for a lot of different companies where you just sign in with Facebook, you give them permission to get your name and send me a little bit of information about you. I mean, I don't really have that much stuff on my Facebook profile anyways, but some people, I mean, you never know. They could be putting some stuff on there that you really don't want to be sold across the sea, overseas, and used to generate voter data. So now you can go in and take off whatever sites you would like that you don't want to be granted access anymore to read or to get have your personal profile at their access. Also, Zuckerberg has said he has come out with a written testimony before he goes in front of the senators. And he has stated that it's going to be quite difficult to keep this is the problem, is he's not going to make as much money, basically. The Facebook has had so much growth and so much it's been absolutely stupendous how much growth they've had, and the shareholders, obviously, they don't like anything but growth, obviously. They can't say no to that. So now he's going to have to say, okay, hold on, let's pump the brakes here. We got to put some security measures in. And then with that comes a little less growth. So he's going to have to make nice with the shareholders. He's going to have to make nice with our government and comply, obviously make nice with his user base as well. Because if there's anybody who feels betrayed or feels wronged in this scenario. It's the general public who have gotten into the Facebook world and have put all their stuff online. I mean, obviously they probably were, they obviously willingly did it when they signed up for Facebook, but they were doing it under the idea and the comfort that it was, their information was at least somewhat secure. However, that was not the case. Is now there were millions of profiles used to build a software program, and then it was used to predict and influence the election and voters. So that's just going to be interesting to see how that goes on. That's actually going on right as we speak now, but probably right when this podcast will come out. He'll be either he will be still talking in his hearing, or it will be just completed over there out in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. So big deal. I mean, if you're Mark Zuckerberg, you got to be real careful here. I mean, I talked about it. I already said it already that he's got to thread the needle. But I mean, you had something that was so financially solvent and so financially able to make money. I mean, you found a new source of revenue, basically. However, it was kind of, I wouldn't call it the most savory way to make revenue. He's going to have to kind of tread lightly as he gets through this whole process. I mean, there's people been in groups calling for his for him to step down from his post, for that he is too close to this, and he is he needs to be able to step away and have somebody else who is not as connected to the Facebook original model as he was. I mean, you can imagine, I don't know if how many people have seen The Social Network, but though obviously it was a fictionalized version, we have to be honest there, but it's still a basis off the truth that he wrote this code and he made this site from his own brainchild, and it was completely his own genius that made this up. So the fact that we have gotten this far down the road from here, and he's trying to still make some ways to make more money to show off for shareholders. I mean, you have to be honest. I mean, you think about it. Facebook now is a publicly traded company. Your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, your sister, your brother can go on to whatever your trading site is and buy Facebook stock and become a very low percentage shareholder, but a shareholder whatsoever. I mean, whatever their stock is doing will affect you if you have bought some shares from them. So this is an interesting thing that they're going to have to do. I mean, this is a problem that Facebook has had to deal with. They called it a long-standing problem. It's not really a bug in the system. It's a feature in their entire it's a feature in their entire model, I believe, at this point. Now that Zuckerberg, like I said, is trying to make more money, he's trying to make his business trying to get new revenue streams. Obviously, they did it through advertisement and different campaigns to make more money and get Facebook out there. But now that it's so huge, obviously across country, I mean, transnational, international site and used around the world for many different things. Now we're getting into Facebook TV and different ways to air shows and watch shows and watch TV. So I mean, he's just trying to think of new ways to make money and obviously impress those shareholders. And I mean, it kind of came back to bite him as that comes to the fact that they using individual data to influence political campaigns and to sell it to companies who are going to make algorithms and programs in order to try and guess or coerce or put ads. And that's the problem with fake news. I mean, fake news was put on, that whole thing was put on CNN by the president. But I mean, really, if you look at it, fake news is on Facebook. I mean, you can find stuff, all these faux articles, these stuff that look like real articles, stuff that could coerce people. I mean, so do you think, I mean, you can even, it makes you think that they took this data, this personal data from people, because the thing about Facebook is it's not just your birthday. and your name and your mom and your dad that you're related. You could put your mom and brother or whoever you're related to, but people have like interests. They have favorite movies. They have TVs. You can really find out a lot about their views or something and stuff, or what they're afraid of, or what they're, if they're a teetering person. Like, I mean, obviously when it comes to elections, you have your stalwarts on either side. You have your strong lefts and your strong rights, but it's really those moderates that both parties are trying to sway their way. And when you can get information about them and use a computer program to, whether it's you're looking at their favorite movie or favorite book or some sort of person they listen to, you can try and target that and then give them an ad or give them some sort of fake news article or put something on their wall or in their stream on Facebook that they may or may not look at or likely look at. And that could sway their vote. I mean, we don't know. That's what we're talking about here. This is what we're saying. This is going to be influencing elections. The fact that this is what's going on here. I mean, we talked about a lot with the Russia hack and stuff like and things like that. However, I mean, we could be talking about this is a main reason that we had the election we did in 2016. So we got to talk about it. We got to keep talking about it because we're not going to let this go. Mark Zuckerberg is now having to deal with a lot of stuff, and it's coming from all directions for him. So he's going to be up at Capitol Hill seemingly for a while today. I think he's going to be going in two different hearings. He's going to be going in front of a couple different committees. As you can tell, he is definitely a little worried about it as he's definitely hired some advisors. I mean, he hired a U.S. law firm, WilmerHale, that was previously special advisor to President George W. Bush, not the second Bush, George W. Bush. And he hired them to coach Zuckerberg on the best strategies on handling different heated questions or different questions from the senators, because the senators, they can ask whatever they want. If they have a little piece of information that their assistant told them or that their wife told them or their husband told them in bed, or doesn't matter, they can pinpoint a different question however they like and really put some pressure on Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, we have reports saying that Congress wants to inflict pain on Zuckerberg, and a lot of different papers are asking if he's ready for it. I mean, we have reports from The Guardian saying that they didn't like the fact that he's come out and said brass tacks kind of statement saying, I mean, he is quoted as saying, "We did not take a broad enough view of what our responsibility is. It was a huge mistake. It was my mistake," says Zuckerberg. I mean, obviously there's going to be much more consequential actions going on this week in Washington, D.C., as you can talk about how you could just look back at some of these other hearings we've had. They're not easy. They're not nice. They're grilled. They're pointed questions. They're aimed to try and get you to talk or maybe even look bad or get you not to talk, which can usually, sometimes if not talking or not answering speaks louder than answering. So it's going to be interesting to see, because Zuckerberg has definitely had some issues with talking in public crowds. He's always been a guy who was a coder at heart. I mean, he loves being in his little computer room at his keyboard and is tapping away on code on whatever he's making, whatever program he's writing at a certain point. So, I mean, I believe it's going to be televised. I mean, imagine if it's going to be in the big chamber, if they're going to do it in a smaller room, if it's going to be televised or not. They haven't announced yet. But if you ever can look, if we have some people looking at C-SPAN or they're going to air it on CNN, I mean, we haven't had a person go and do a hearing of this this kind of high profile person in the tech world go do a hearing in quite some time. So it's, and none other than the Facebook president and CEO Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, this guy, he's the Zuck. I mean, that's what they call him. I mean, apparently he's the guy, they call him that, and he's pretty well known all around our world as a very visual person who is in charge, was created now probably the biggest social media site in our history. So he's going to be going to DC. I've talked about it pretty much this whole segment, saying that this is going to be an interesting little transgression through Congress. I mean, Congress has been said it's the theater, it's all show. They're just doing it to make the politicians look good. They're not just letting this go. They're trying to just at least give him a little bit of a ribbing before they kind of just let this go under the rug or let it slide. I mean, Facebook has already kind of made some make goods here, but it's going to be interesting to see if Congress really lays into him or they're just trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, Americans don't like having their stuff sold, or their information sold. I mean, this is, you can call it a data breach, you can call it a data sell. It's going to be interesting to see if people are going to be turning away from Facebook, deleting their accounts after the fact, or if they're going to be just doing the same old that they do, no matter what, how many hearings Mark Zuckerberg goes in with our U.S. Congress. So they also have, I mean, if you're thinking about in D.C., congressional hearings, people kind of roll their eyes because it's just a little bit of a show me. I mean, that's what I was saying before. It's just Congress is like letting this, oh, we're going to do a hearing just to make it look like we're actually caring and we're going to do something about it. But then they really aren't going to do anything about it in the long run. Or they're going to basically going to be like, Mark, please do something. Mark, come on, Mark. So it's going to be a while. We already kind of, I mean, I already talked about in the very beginning of the show, Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook has already started to roll out a different feature on their site, in your profile, where you can take off certain things that are using your profile's information. You can see it as definitely a new thing of transparency we have not seen from Facebook ever, seemingly. But we're going to definitely see what happens with Congress as they go and start attacking and chomping at the bit where and Mark Zuckerberg, and seeing what his real motives were behind this sale of data. All right, so that's the first segment. Second segment, we're going to be talking about some technology when it comes to safety, and specifically in sports. There is some new cool products that you can use to track different concussions, as we have. That's a big issue for those who are both tech and sports fans out there. We are talking about different ways to keep our athletes safe, and different ways to have real-time readings of what is going on up in their brains with these head injuries and concussions. I'll be right back with that.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome back to the GSMC Technology Podcast. In this segment, we're going to be talking about where sports and technology kind of cross over. I mean, if you haven't listened to my other podcasts, I do a couple other sports podcasts here on the GSMC Podcast Network. But we're going to be talking about tech and sports here in this segment. Ideally, we're going to be talking about safety and how technology can help keep our athletes more safe and keep them on the field longer and keep them from getting these nasty, or at least we're able to find out if they have to get these nasty head injuries. There's lots of different technology regarding real-time information grabbing, obviously protection. We have these new helmets, we have new pads that are coming out that I'll talk about later in the segment. But right now we're talking about a mouth guard, actually, that you can buy, that is now going to be on sale for football, selected schools and youth associations will be able to buy this headwear for their athletes. And it's a mouth guard that actually has an app connected to it. It is called Prevent Biometrics, And it where you wear the mouth guard, it acts just like a normal mouth guard, obviously. It's going to help keep your teeth from getting knocked out if you get popped in the mouth. But it also is going to give your trainer a real or coach a real-time assessment of how your brain is and if you suffered a concussion or not. I mean, now we have all these different regulations and rules regarding concussion protocols that are usually done off of visual tests, where you have an athlete sit in front of a doctor and whether they're going to be testing their eyes, testing their motor functions or whatever, what have you. This can prove inconclusive or just not as trustworthy as a real time data can be. I mean, imagine having an app on the sideline as a trainer with your entire roster on it, all these guys wearing these little or ladies wearing these little, mouth guards, and somebody gets hit in the head, you can immediately look at the app, look at the readings, and it could tell you if they're in danger for concussion or if they've suffered one. Because the concussions, it is really about early detection, and it's going to be a nice way to keep these people safe. I mean, these are athletes we like watching on TV. These are athletes that are playing sports that are their passion, and the last thing we want to see is something terrible happen to them or have some sort of head injury that has gone unnoticed. As we have seen in the past, there have been an issue, especially with the National Football League and concussions, that we have seen documentaries come out. There was a movie with Will Smith that came out called Concussion that was about CTE, which is a disease that you get in the brain. You have lesions in the brain after repeated concussions, and where we had doctors that found out what it was and tried to go approach the NFL about it, and they weren't able to get any kind of traction there. And actually, the NFL ended up trashing the career of one of the medical examiners, Dr. Amalu, who was played by Will Smith in the movie. He's now works out in California. But it's interesting. It's just interesting. Imagine if he had a technology like this where he's able to get readings in real time from hits that happen seconds before. So versus having to cut into people's brains that were donated from previous NFL players to see that's where they were able to find out. And then find out what CTE is and what the effects concussions can have on people. Also in sports, obviously we have a lot of different technologies going on these days. When it comes to player safety, we have these, new football pads that are just very, very good, and all these helmets. And now we're actually developing developing a new kind of turf that is going to be, it's a high tech turf that has a specific little padding underneath the grass where you can, it just has more give to it. So when it's a, because we have a lot of these injuries caused by guys hitting or ladies hitting the ground head first, whether they're being tackled or they fall to the ground or push to the ground. I mean, there's a lot of sports, whether it's men's or women's, that have our contact sports, and where you have people falling to the ground and hitting their head. I mean, the ground isn't soft, people. I mean, it's going to come at you pretty quick. So if we are able to get fields with turf that have a little more give, that have this special cushioning underneath it, that'd be quite the advancement in our sports technology and keeping our players safe. So when it comes to that, that's definitely something we need to think about. The problem is here with all these gadgets, like I was just talking about the mouth guard, is that the price point hasn't quite reached the fact where it's, I mean, obviously it's not reasonable. That's what I'm going to say. It's not a reasonable price point quite yet for, like, say you're going to buy it for your son. I mean, your young kid right away. I mean, this mouth guard is $200, $199, and the storage case is an additional $39. I mean, that's not quite the price point we want to in order to kind of make it affordable for a parent of of a 8-year-old or 9-year-old or whatever, what have you, that even they don't even have to play tackle football. People get concussions in soccer. People get concussions in lacrosse. They get concussions in basketball, baseball, all over the place. So the fact that they need to make the technology a little more affordable for whether it's a individual family buying it for their kid or maybe it's a team that can't quite afford buying whatever 50 of them for a football team, 12 of them for a basketball team, doesn't matter. The numbers add up. So this technology is out there, but we just need to make it a little more affordable for everybody to get going here. We have new pads that kind of can do the same thing. Football pads that you can wear that have sensors in them that will give you a little more of can give you a reading or have a little more protection. And when it comes to concussions and concussing blows, they protect your bone structure and to keep it away from where it will kind of spread the entire kinetic blow across a flat plane versus having a pointed injury where you're going to lead to specific pain and whether it's broken bones or a separated shoulder or a busted knee. I mean, this is what we're getting to. Sports is they're getting faster and faster, and this is the crossover from technology and sports is where we have to make improvements to our safety and to our gear that will help these players and teams stay healthy and stay on the field and play for longer and play smarter and play more confident, because the worst thing you want is somebody who's not confident enough because they're afraid they're going to get hurt again. I mean, I remember going to school and having these players get hurt two or three times. They just came back from a knee injury, had surgery, did all the rehab and everything, and then they get hurt again. So, I mean, if there's anything in the tech world anything in the tech sector that can start working a little more and getting some more advancement, seeing some more companies out there get going, it's definitely when it comes to sports safety, because sports are pretty popular. Regarding, we have in the United States millions of kids playing soccer, millions of kids playing baseball. I mean, even tackle football at a youth level is becoming more and more popular. We have to keep those kids safe. There's going to be more and more technological advancements when it comes to helmets. And the fact that now we're going to have these special foam and different kinds of ways to keep these helmets and get them from being more concussion prone and get them more to where it's more of a glancing blow than a specific hard blow. So these guys can just kind of go next to each other versus crash into each other. Some of the people, you go watch these highlights of some of these hits, you're surprised some of these guys' heads don't come off or they get knocked out on the field, and it's ridiculous. So whether it's wearing that head a specific headgear, whether it's popping that mouthpiece in if you can afford it, and getting a real-time reading, I mean, that's pretty cool, the fact that you can have a wireless reading right to a phone instead of having to go on the sideline and having some trainer have to give you a little eye test that could whether it's going to deem that you have a concussion or not. I mean, now it's becoming a little more sophisticated, but it's just going to be the fact that we need to have better equipment for our athletes. I mean, this is definitely something that has been talked about a lot on these platforms. The fact that we have to have these safety, and when it comes to hockey, especially when it comes to contact sports like hockey, football, so even soccer and basketball are up there too. I mean, so they might not be wearing helmets, but people crash into each other or hit the floor hard. I mean, they need to get something where they can definitely be more able to protect themselves and have doctors be able to identify certain injuries a little quicker and a little better, so people can stay on the field longer or not have to have these devastating injuries we see all the time or have to deal with the... I mean, concussions aren't nice. I mean, concussions are... You get sick. I mean, you get dizzy. I mean, you have memory loss. I mean, they're not nice. I mean, it's your brain rattling around in your head. So if you can have some sort of technological advancement in order to keep that from happening, or even if it does happen, you can have some sort of way to figure it out and have a machine that can or a piece of tech that will just flag it immediately and get that kid some or that athlete some attention right away. Because that's what really, really needs to happen in this sports world where we have a lot of different kids out there. I mean, there's millions, like I said, millions of kids out there all trying to have some fun, trying to get some exercise. I mean, we can't just have kids not play sports, because it's healthy for you to get out and get moving out there. And if we can get some tech advancements in the sports world, that can definitely lead to just having people play and be more confident out there on the field. All right. In the next segment, we're going to be talking about some new gadgets coming out. We got some different things, whether it's you're going to be controlling things with your feet or having some different things going in your eye. We're going to talk about some new gadgets that have been coming out, and then I'll be coming up next.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
All right, welcome back to the GSMC Technology Podcast. In this segment, we're going to be talking about some gaming equipment, attention gamers. So right now we have a new, there's a new product out there. It's called the 3D Rudder. So I know we have some definitely increase in attention in these VR games. So when you have your headset on and you're playing these VR games, this isn't going to be a new piece of equipment where you're going to have it under your feet, and it's going to be able to be basically a controller, but with your feet. So you can kind of lean back and forth, whether you're playing, and that just makes me think you're playing a snowboard game or a skiing game, but it could be used pretty much for anything. So it's going to be compatible with most VR games and existing PC games, but it will also enhance your sensations, obviously, when you're playing different games, like whether it's a flying game or even a first-person shooter. You can use this a piece of equipment to get your feet involved and add another dimension to your game playing. So obviously you're going to have that headset on, so it's right in front of you. It's like you're really sitting in the game. So now you're going to actually have something that will give you feedback from your feet. So I think that's pretty interesting, because it's basically, with VR, you're kind of limited. You could have little things in your hands, trackers on your hands, but we hadn't quite gotten to the feet. So now we have something that is can be brought into the home, isn't quite like too bulky. It's a nice, good size. This little, kind of like just a little disc thing that you put your feet on, and you kind of just get going. So I mean, it's a nice little addition to our VR advancements in world. So talking about VR a little bit here. We came out with these VR things. We had the different brands of the VR equipment that came out, and then the kind of the phone companies took it over. But that is definitely the future of gaming, whether you're going to be all hooked up, like I said, with like different sensors on your feet and stuff, or you're going to be using the 3D Rudder to work your Oculus Rift or your HTC Vive. So, I mean, that's just something that's going to have to be advanced or integrated into it. But these VR games, I mean, what's going on here? These came out a long while ago, but we're still playing Fortnite on our Xboxes. This is the fact that we can wear a headset and sit down and be loafs and just watch, or play with our friends on TV, on our TVs, on our Xboxes. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with that, but why wouldn't you want to get in your headset? I mean, that was the whole idea, is you're wearing your headset, you have your little gun controller thing that you're going to be fake using, and you can get into, basically be dropped into war and have it all through your own eyes instead of looking at a TV screen. So the fact that you can now have this little rudder thing, it's pretty interesting. I mean, it's going to be Windows is going to be coming out with their VR headsets, and it's going to be working on that too. So be on the lookout for that 3D rudder as it will come across your scope for your gamers who are actually people who like VR and are getting into the VR gaming and not just sticking with your basic console. I mean, I talked about it on the previous show, the fact that Xbox is already rolling out has rolled out two new consoles and is trying to target both kind of gamers, whether it's the casual gamer who's going to be using the console as a entertainment device and a gaming system, and then the more intense gamer who's going to be who wants all that extra RAM and extra video cards availability. I mean graphic card availability. So to play the games that are more higher levels. So we're seeing kind of a battle here, and there hasn't really been a shift. I mean, I remember when VR first came out, that was kind of the rave, and it was going to be the thing that was going to take over and shut down the whole just basic box console world. We're going to have headsets on, and we're all going to be just sitting in a place and going and kind of looking like, I mean, I don't know, people who have the headsets on, they look pretty cool. Some of them are a little weird. The Oculus Rift looks pretty cool. I mean, it's fun, but some people, I don't know whether you're going to get vertigo or get sick or you get claustrophobic because you're basically wearing goggles with no, you can't see out of them. Or you're going to, it's too real for people or stuff like that. I mean, we've had different types of gaming come out. We've had wireless gaming, we've had the Wii, we've had the Xbox Kinect and the PlayStation View, and nothing has really still knocked that old-fashioned just set box and sit in your chair and have the controller. I mean, maybe that's just the whole idea of gaming, is that you're just chilling at your house or your buddy's house or whatever it might be in a chair and just tapping away on your controller. I mean, you get that thumb dexterity going. I mean, that's what I play still, was just sitting on in my chair playing Xbox. So whether it's these games that we talked about with Fortnite, we can go into that a little bit here as we continue this segment, talking about Fortnite and the fact that now you have these games that are going to be free to play. And it's kind of like you go in, like, I mean, we had Warframe. I don't know if people have heard of Warframe. That's kind of a similar aspect, a similar kind of gameplay. You could say it's a similar kind of gameplay as Fortnite. It's not as integrated with the entire live scenario. You're more playing missions with, and you can play locally with your friends, but the versus being on in a massive map where you have people from all around the world playing with you. But it's similar. It was free to play, free to download on your Xbox. And then the way that you would pay is if you get to a certain point where, okay, I want to advance in this game really bad. I don't want to take 2 weeks to have to go get all these coins or these credits or whatever it is. So I'm just going to spend the $10 and get them now or whatever. The same kind of thing with Fortnite, where you can either just play it methodically and not pay for it and just play for free, or you're going to be hardcore and your friends are like, come on guys, come on, we want to play, we want to win, we want to get this battle royale, we want to win this thing, so pay your $5 and let's go. I mean, that's why people are going to start making the monies. So these games making money, obviously it's free, the new kind of thing to do is that free to play, but we're still not gonna get off of the old Call of Duty train either, because that's just something that VR has not really been able to get on. There are some first person shooter VR games. Maybe with this with the 3D rudder, we can get more aptitude where it's going to be getting your feet involved, and you can be sitting there and kind of use your feet in order to accustomed to the game and more into the game. But just people are sitting in their chairs, I think we just got really good at it. That's what it is. We've been doing it since we were little kids, especially the millennials out there. Even the dads of the older generation, I mean, the next gen, older generation. I mean, we've been doing it since they're kids or since they're young adults, playing these Xbox games or PlayStation games, whatever console you may have. You've gotten really good with your fingers. I mean, look at Wii. The Wii came out, and they did the Wii U, which is basically a big controller,
And then now Nintendo is coming out with the Switch, which is another thing with the controller. They kind of went towards like, oh, we're going to use the sensors and the cameras, and we're getting into the next new technology age of the fact we're going to ditch these controllers. And but I don't know whether the tech wasn't there. They weren't able to make it efficient enough or at a high level in order and sell it at the same price point. So that's what the thing is. I think this technology hasn't been able to get more affordable to make. Whereas if you want something like that at a high level, you have to sell it at a high cost. I mean, that's the thing. These companies, they kind of went back, oh, the controllers are, they're pretty cheap to make. We could sell them for $50 to $60 for, and that's how much an Xbox controller usually runs, and they'll last for a while. So versus giving somebody this, whether it's a $100, $200 camera system, like an Xbox Kinect kind of thing. And then they're going to have to get up and actually control the game with their hands and hand motions and stuff like that. But, I mean, these guys and girls, I don't know, there's people who want to do it. But the masses, when it comes to gaming and selling, making money off of it, you got to sell it to the masses. And the masses want to still sit in their chairs and tap away on their controllers because they've gotten really good at it. And they've been doing it since they were little kids or since they were young adults or whatever they started playing 10, 15 years ago. And the whole Call of Duty train is keep on moving, as we even saw a little sneak peek of what maybe the new Call of Duty game will be, whether we're going to get another Black Ops, or we're going to get, it'd be Advanced Warfare, but I believe Black Ops 4, I think, is coming out next, and we'll probably do a little review on that, of that game on this show when that happens. But getting more into that, VR virtual reality kind of stuff, whether it's too real, whether we weren't quite ready for it as a nation, as a game playing nation that we are, we were quite ready for it, or we just wanted to stick with our guns and still play some controller games, some our first person shooters with their controllers, or play some Fortnite with your friends. I mean, this is, you can't really, the thing is, I think it's just more about the fact that you don't want to wear the headset. I don't think it looks that silly, but sometimes you could feel silly wearing it because, I mean, you're kind of locked into this headset. Yeah, you're in the world, but you'd rather have more. It might be too realistic for you. It might just be too much where you're kind of like, you have no other peripherals. It's all that game. Whereas if you're playing on a TV screen, you have your entire room around you that you know you're obviously sitting in your house. And then whether it's people walking around with the headset on and running into stuff, it's just interesting to see. And now maybe with this 3D rudder thing where you're going to get your feet involved more instead of just kind of sitting there or standing there and trying to play your game, you're going to get your feet involved a little more. And it's gonna help you along with this with whatever VR games you're gonna be playing, because it's gonna be compatible with all these different VR technologies, whether it's Oculus Rift or the HTC VR thing, or whether what it's gonna be coming out with Windows is gonna be coming out with a VR capable device that's going to be compatible with this 3D rudder thing, which I think is pretty cool, because that's the thing for me is the fact that if I was going to play VR, I'd want to get my feet involved. I don't like just kind of like, what am I going to do? Like, do I have hand sensors? Do I just go throughout the game blind, or how do I move? Like, the fact that you're going to have a little more tactility, a little more feedback from the user feedback, definitely going to be enhancing your sensations. So, I mean, you're going to be able to fly planes and control things with like foot pedals and things like that, or you can just walk up a cliff and get to your next position, or whether you're going to play Fortnite. I mean, it's interesting. Is Fortnite on VR would be interesting. I mean, because Fortnite, you got to build up your map, you got to find all these people, and it's obviously over a multiplayer map. So it's just interesting to see how we're going to evolve with these, especially with these free-to-play games, and if people are going to start buying these VR sets. I mean, I think that's what happened was everybody kind of already had an Xbox, and whether they had a 360 or they bought an Xbox One a couple years ago, or now they're going to get on to the Xbox One X or the S, That's the thing. People kind of already have their console, which is, oh, well, I'll go have to buy another thing, another technology to figure it out. Or the real tech gurus are going to be like, oh, no, we're going to wait till it gets more advanced. We're going to wait till the second, third, or fourth generation of this VR technology to come out where it's going to be really advanced. And we're going to be able to play the way we want to play it. I mean, look at this game, this movie that just came out from Steven Spielberg called, it's called Ready Player One. And that's basically all kind of VR gaming. I mean, it's set in the way in the future, obviously, where everybody kind of just sits and does this VR gaming where they get to go to the to a whole other world when they put their goggles on and basically walk around as a secondary kind of person. So it's just kind of, it's really interesting how this is going to evolve through our world and how gaming is going to be changing in the next few years, in the next decade. I mean, I think we're still going to be sticking with the Xbox for quite a little bit, especially the fact that Microsoft has doubled down and come out with two different consoles that I talked about last episode. And they definitely are trying to go market after both kind of gamers instead of getting. I mean, you haven't seen Microsoft quite get into the VR world. They tried with the visual and the picking up the motions with the Kinect, but now they're going back and getting just better gaming systems, better operating systems, and then also ones that are more affordable for people who don't quite want it for gaming, but more want it for entertainment purposes, and then to use the seamless interface. So. That's what I'm talking about at that segment. In the next segment, we're going to just kind of talk about what's going on in the tech world. Maybe talk a little bit more about Zuckerberg. I can give maybe some updates if we're getting some reports on what's happening in DC and what's going to be going on there. And that's like what we do here at the fourth segment. We kind of just figure it out and do what I want to do, and I'll figure it out along the way. So we'll be right back with that.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
All right, welcome back to the GSMC Technology Podcast. In this episode, we have gone over Facebook and their CEO's Mark Zuckerberg's trip to Washington, and the fact that Congress is planning to grill him is probably going on as we speak here, as I record this podcast, and might be still even going on as it is posted and released to the world, the whole nation. So, yeah, it's just... Talk more about Zuckerberg. It's just interesting the fact that we had Facebook just, I mean, whether it's negligence or they did it on purpose, I mean, it's just they're getting charged for data. It's lots of different names. I mean, I'm seeing all over the headlines here, all over the message boards, all over Twitter, all over everything. The fact that Zuckerberg now is finally getting called and the roost is definitely. The roost is quaking, as that now he's going to have to go to Congress and talk about what his transgressions were during the whole time he was there during the 2016 election, and what they were doing, kind of allowing to happen on Facebook. I mean, whether it's data mining, election meddling, allowing fake news to spread, selling different people's profiles to Cambridge Analytica. I mean. It's definitely a scandal, and it's definitely going to be playing out, and probably talk about it some more on Thursday after we get some information from hearings. I mean, like I said, he's going to be talking to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and also be talking to the Senate Commerce Committee today, and then tomorrow he'll be talking to the House Energy and Commerce Committee. So he's going to be talking to the Senate and the House, so they're going to definitely both get their crack at him. It's just It's just crazy the fact that you're the head of this company. You've been trying to make it this. I mean, if you remember from the movie, I don't know if he really said it, but he's trying to make it like it's a party. Everybody's coming together. Everybody's meeting each other. I mean, Facebook was a great tool. I mean, I haven't seen so many people able to reunite or find friends from previous times in their life. Or even my parents going and reconnecting with their high school people, or using it to be able to organize different parties and stuff like that. I mean, Facebook has its upside, but when you say that your 2.2 billion users can't trust you with their data, you're definitely going to have some issues because of not just a breach in security, but just the fact that you're deliberately giving away information. I mean, it's just the fact that Zuckerberg has said that. I mean, the fact that his top priority, he's been quoted in saying that his top priority has always been to build our social mission of connecting people, building community, and bringing the world closer together. Nowhere in there does it say meddle with elections or data mine or sell off people's information. So definitely something that you can think about whether you're going to decide to keep using Facebook or not. Or, I mean, I still have an account, but I don't really go on there very much. And definitely have taken off a lot of my personal information that could be taken off through different things that I have given permissions to. But I mean, that's just me. There's people who have tons more information on their profiles, and you definitely have to be careful about it. So I mean, he has also said in prepared remarks released ahead of the committee's meeting that he's saying that advertisers and developers will never take priority as long as he's running Facebook, advertisers and developers will never take priority over the users on the site, which is begs the question. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Marky Mark, Zuck, whatever you want to be called. We'll just call him Mark because he's an adult. And yeah, he wears a lot of hoodies and he wears a lot of he wears jeans and hoodies a lot. I mean, but no, he's going to be wearing his black suit going to Capitol Hill. But yeah, no, he definitely is talking through his teeth a little bit there. He's not the only one, obviously, working in this company. There's a mass amount of employees he's got working for him, a whole board of directors. He's got definitely a CEO, I mean, CFO, COO, I mean, different types of interesting people that he's hired to do his bidding in Foster City and at the Facebook headquarters. I had to have a hard time believing that advertisers and developers will never take priority. They kind of already have taken priority. He's gotten a user base that is astronomically higher than he could probably even thinking of. I mean, you never know. He's a pretty ambitious guy, but he's already had a certain number of users. I mean, why think about the users when you have 2.2 billion of them, when you can just use that massive number to wow advertisers and wow developers and try and get them to do different things to make you money. I mean, this is what they're doing. They have had this massive boom and massive expansion over the last few years it was for a reason. We were kind of surprised seeing it from this company, a tech giant it is, but in fact they're acquiring Instagram, able to make moves. I think did they acquire Tumblr too? I believe they made a acquisition there too. So I mean, it's just interesting seeing that this is now what was the basis of that, the fact that they were able to monetize the users themselves and monetize the information that the users were putting on the site itself. So they're coming home to roost there, Mark. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen to him, whether he's going to have to step down or he's going to tightrope it through all these committee hearings. And I'm going to kind of get my hands on some transcripts for Thursday's show, so I can maybe see what kind of questions these senators and congressmen were asking him, whether it was really pertinent to the question or they're kind of throwing him softballs. I doubt they're going to throw him softballs. I've already read stuff. I talked about it before on the first segment. They're going to be trying to get him. They're going to take a chunk out of him, and they're going to be pretty poignant and pretty upset, because I mean, these one things the senators don't like is the fact that they all represent different parts of the country And all of them have constituents who have Facebook accounts. Obviously, they probably even have their own Facebook accounts they use to help run their campaigns. And when you have a guy who is the head honcho of this Facebook empire and allowed a U.S. presidential election to be corrupted in any kind of way, you're going to have politicians not like that, especially ones that are going to have to be elected and might have their elected again and might have their elections meddled with or their campaigns meddled with through Facebook's again. So I mean, they definitely want to make sure that this is not going to happen again, because it could even matter. It could be they could take it personally. If you're a senator or a senator's not so much, but maybe a House member next for his next meeting, you could take it personally because you have to run every 2 years. And not that House elections are not quite not nearly the highest profile as our presidential elections, but you never know. You can get a really highly touted. I mean, we had one, the House election, the special election that just happened in Pennsylvania, that was highly scrutinized. It was nationwide. It was a big one, big swing. A Republican chair. I mean, a red seat going to a blue candidate. So it changes over, skips the balance. I mean, Congress is a big deal. The fact that you're going to have a chance for the Democrats to swing some of the momentum in their favor coming in November this year for the midterm elections. You'd never know. We could have, if they didn't really get on Mark Zuckerberg, you could have a bunch of different elections tampered with in order to have some sort of agenda put forward for whatever it is, whether it's letting Russians get Trump in like last year, or that's Zuckerberg himself trying to get more Democrats, or more California. I mean, it's just whatever it might be. You don't need any corruption. You want to have a true and fair election as true and fair as possible. And we definitely did not have that now, as we're reading. We did not have that in 2016. And definitely partially thanks to Mr. Zuckerberg and Facebook and the fact that they were not able to deter the fake news and fake articles and fake articles and ads that were put on these people, and especially the ones whose data was taken. All right. So, I mean, there was a whistleblower involved in this. I mean, the fact that this did come out in the New York Times, it did come out in the Guardian, so it was internationally released, and they were able to vet it appropriately. So, I mean, you don't get a Senate hearing and a House hearing over nothing. So, we definitely got some big news to report when this call breaks down what we're going. So, as of now, we just know we have a lot of pictures of him walking into with his lawyers into Capitol Hill. He's definitely hired a lot of advisors in order to get him to be prepared for what questions might be thrown at him and stuff like that. So it's just going to be interesting. To shift to some news coming out here, we have we talked about last time a little bit about the HomePod and the different new home devices. We had obviously we had Alexa come out. Now we're going to have an AirPlay 2. AirPlay 2 is going to multi-room audio. It's going to be working with, it's going to work with your Apple HomePod. So if you're an Apple fan and you have, you're going to be getting that Apple HomePod, you're going to be able to play music, all around your house. So we are waiting for AirPlay 2, but I mean, they do have an official launch. The beta software is out there. You can get, multiple speakers in multiple rooms. I mean, you have that kind of with the Alexa, where you can have the little dots or whatever it is, or you have multiple echoes throughout the house. You can tell it, you can assign them to certain rooms and then tell Alexa to play it in a certain room. So it's definitely going to be interesting. But now Apple is going to try and integrate all of these things together with the new iOS. And then when AirPlay 2 comes out, they'll be able to get the new software for the Apple TVs. You're going to control your HomePods through all that kind of stuff, and through your Apple TVs, and get these speakers going throughout your house for all your music lovers and the AI people who want to be able to control all their kind of stuff. So all the beta is out there right now. It can give you guys who are who like to be beta testers, who aren't non-developers, but are interested in beta testing, a taste of what's going to be going on when it comes to the rollout of Apple's new programs. I mean, Apple's new devices and Apple's new systems that regarding the updates of to the they're gonna have the tvOS and then the iOS. So it's gonna be tvOS 11.4 and iOS 11.4. As we already have talked about some of the issues with the iOS 11.3. However, that has nothing to do with the Apple Pod. So this is definitely the Home Pod. I don't know how about that. I don't know how much I like that name. This is going to be the Home Pod. I mean, that's the thing, because we had the iPod and now we have the iPhone. And now we're going back to Pod. It's going to be Home Pod. So we already had, they couldn't call it the iHome because we already had the iHome. iHome was just a speaker, it didn't have the AI. So they do look pretty cool, though. There's little things that sit on your desk. It's nice and clean look to them versus the Alexa. I mean, the Alexas are cool too. They're more of like a tower, kind of a more cylindrical, higher tower versus this is actually, and then a speaker all the way around it that's going to have that AI capability where you're going to be able to talk to Siri in your kitchen. You talk to Siri in your bedroom. You talk to Siri in your bathroom. You can talk to Siri in your living room. And then they even have Siri, I believe, on the Apple TVs where you press a button and you can tell Siri to do something through voice command. With Siri there. All right, so we've made it through the end of our show. We talked a lot about Mark Zuckerberg and the news with him going to Capitol Hill and talking to he's going to have three hearings with three different committees, and we'll be reporting on what the what happened with those, and hopefully I'm going to get some transcripts for those and to report on for Thursday's show. And we'll be able to see what kind of questions these congressmen were asking Mr. Zuckerberg, and seeing if what Mark said is going to be either threading the needle or making some clear admissions, or kind of pushing it off and not giving clear straight answers. I mean, these senators don't really like when you dodge questions, so you kind of have to answer them regardless. They're just going to keep asking you. They have pretty much as much time as they need to get what they want. So these Senate hearings can be daunting, especially when you're a guy who's like Mark and you don't really like talking in public that much. We also talked about a lot of some needed advancements, as well as an advancement in technology regarding sports safety. The mouthpiece you can wear now, you can get your kid and have him wear it. That will give you real time stats and real time information on whether he on concussions, if it was a head injury, or I mean, it's going to give you real time readings through that headset or through that mouthpiece when you get definitely a head collision or a collision that it could be deemed a concussion as well. So that's going to wrap it up for today's episode of the GSMC Technology Podcast. I have been your host, Tom Doherty, and we'll be back on Thursday, like I said, likely with some more news from Mark Zuckerberg. And until then, have a good day.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.